And I'm Harv Moore, the boy next door, along with...
Marvelous Marv, the former Marv Brooks.
Right.
I remember when they hired me at WPGC, August of 1964.
Who hired you?
Bob Howard. Captain Good Guy.
He hired you, huh?
He hired me. He said, well, we got to find a name for you. You're either going to be Bob Raleigh or Big Old Fat Old Dino. And I said, what about if I'm Marv Brooks? And this is a true story. And he said, how about Marvelous Marv? I said, how about Marvelous Marv Brooks? He says, okay, but easy on the Brooks. And I started at that. Somebody said there's a listener who remembers us.
Well, one incident in particular that I remember, and I want to ask you all about it now to perhaps settle it in my mind.
She wasn't a relative, was she?
No, not at all.
All right, good. We get a little warm down here.
This was an on-air incident, and it was really a...
He was not locked in the control room. It was... Is that it?
That's the one, yeah.
And they
Larry Justice was still...
The summer of 62 or 63.
Right.
Was,
yeah. They still talk about
it. And a fella named Larry Justice.
Barefoot Larry Justice.
He was also there with the Big Old Fat Old Dino.
Yep.
And who had the off-key club cards or something like that.
Dino weighed about 155, 160 pounds.
I remember Larry was locked in the bathroom with some girl one time. I remember that.
Well, that's a different story. He also threatened not to come out. But everybody asks that. Whenever I'm around...
Larry Justice locked himself in the control room and kept playing a novelty record about the president over and over again until he got a raise, is what they said.
But all they really didn't realize is all we had to do was go out to the transmitter in Morningside, wherever that was, flip the switch, and we're broadcasting from the transmitter.
It was WPGC Morningside, WPGC FM Oakland. That's what it was. Still wondering where Oakland is. You know?
It doesn't exist, as a matter of fact. I want to tell you something. We had a damn good radio station. Can you say radio on the air? Can you say we had a damn good radio station in the 60s?